Today's scripture reading is from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 17.
今日全部经文是箴言的第8章1至17节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我先用英文读完中文读出。
Proverbs 8:1. Listen as wisdom calls out, hear as understanding raises her voice. By the gates at the entrance to the town, on the road leading in, she cries aloud. You simple people, use good judgment. You foolish people, show some understanding.
Listen to me, for I am more teaching myself every day, and everything I say is my voice.
For I speak the truth and detest every kind of deception.
My advice is wholesome. There is nothing devious or crooked in me.
My words are plain to anyone with understanding. Clear to those with knowledge.
Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold.
For wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it.
I, wisdom, live together with your judgment, and I know where to discover knowledge and discernment.
All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore, I hate pride and arrogance, corruption, and perverse speech. Because of me, kings reign, and rulers make just decrees. Let's read verse 17 together. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me.
Proverbs 8:1-17. Wisdom calls out.
May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word. The title of Pastor Wilson's sermon is Wisdom's Worthiness.
You know, I learned my lesson when we started the Jonah series to check my, I guess, close to 20 years of sermons that I've preached. So I have preached from Proverbs 1 through 7, but not Proverbs 8.
咁我睇過咧，我以前咧去講過嘅講道嘅經文啦，我講嘅講道，咁我睇過咧，我以前咧都有講過係呢個嘅箴言嘅第八章，第七章，但冇講係第八章嘅資料。
See that old English adage is true. You can teach an old dog new tricks, you know.
咁我哋都知道話咧，好多時咧，我哋好難嘅去教一啲嘅新嘅嘢去俾啲嘅老人家。
In all seriousness, God, through Lady Wisdom, Proverbs 8, through the sage, the wise teacher, draws near us.
箴言入边佢讲咧，第八章就话点样去我哋去更加系用智慧嘅去更加亲近神。
He speaks with wisdom into our everyday lives.
入边讲到就话呢个智慧系我哋每一天每一日嘅生活入边当中系有嘅。
And you know, at times he has to raise his voice, right?
有时咧，知道就话呢、这个智慧神入边嘅系每日嘅同我哋去说话。
And that's true in days like this because there's so much noise around us.
呢个系好真实噶，因为你试下真系留意就话每一天每日嘅呢啲嘅声音会临到我哋当中。
So there's no question about God's relevance in His wisdom for us and His interest.For us.
所以神嘅系好同我哋好想有一个关联，好关系，系将呢个智慧系同我哋有个说话。
And so the only question that we have to ask ourselves is: Are we listening? Are we receiving God's wisdom?
所以每天每日嘅神嘅系同呢个用智慧嘅同我哋说话。所以问题所在就系乜嘢咧？就话我哋有冇打开我哋嘅耳仔去听呢个说话咧
？Are we turning down the noise?Are we tuning in the right frequency to God's word?
我哋有冇校啱我哋嘅频率，系真系去听呢一个嘅声音咧
？God makes his appeal. That's verses 4 and 5. Jacob, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verses 4 and 5, and you'll see God is making an appeal to us. What's he saying?
咁喺个箴言入边第八章第四言第五节咧，神系显现出嚟嘅。
In the New Living Translation, it's I call to you, to all of you.I raise my voice to all people, verse 5. You simple people use good judgment. You foolish people show some understanding.
今日嘅第四章第五节讲到神系直接嘅同佢哋嗰班人嘅说话嘅。佢话：恶人啊，我呼叫你们向世人发声说：愚蒙的人啊，你们要明愚昧的人啊，你们当心明白。
See wisdom personified.Wants to engage us, including fools who have made many, many, many mistakes.
呢个智慧好似呢个拟人化咁样，系真系每一天每日嘅会同人去说话，无论系从聪明人嘅或者愚昧嘅人嘅，都有一个说话。
Of course, in this huge book of wisdom literature, what we see here is one group. If you recall, if you're familiar with Proverbs, he does ignore. He ignores the scoffers.
咁入边睇到就系话箴入边嘅系讲就话系有啲人咧系会听，有啲人咧系真系唔去听。
But notice as we just read verse 4, he includes just about all of us except the scoffers. He calls the fools, he calls the simpletons, he includes all of us except the scoffers.
咁边讲就话咧，神咧系同呢个说话咧，同一啲就从算聪明人嘅、唔聪明人嘅都有呢个说话。
And Proverbs 9:7 says this about the scoffers: Whoever corrects a scoffer.Gets himself abuse.
咁入边咧，箴言嘅第九章第七节讲到话，系指责呢个唾骂人的必受责骂，责备恶人的必受针污。
See, why does wisdom personified exclude scoffers? Because some people just will not listen. They will not listen.
咁入边箴言讲到咧，有啲人咧，呢个唾圣经入边讲到呢个唾骂嘅人咧，佢真系会唔听。神嘅说话。
If you try to help them, they get angry.
呢啲人咧就话咧，就算你就算想帮佢嘅，佢哋咧会觉得好嬲。
That's a scoffer. Scoffers nasty. You try to speak wisdom into their life, and they're nasty.
呢啲唾骂嘅人咧就系咧就佢哋，你同佢讲个好嘅说话嘅时候，想帮助佢嘅时候嘅，佢哋咧反而咧就会好唔开心，佢哋唔中意。
But as for the rest of us.The simpleton, the fools. Jesus the Christ is wisdom personified. He's reaching out to us.
但系咧，普通嘅人嘅呢啲就算系愚昧人嘅，会听到呢啲嘅声音，会接受。
And all he asks is to come humbly, come open to hear him.
所以我们作为人，我们主要需要的就是我们要去谦卑，去打开我们的耳朵，去听这些话语。
And so let's look at what he has to offer.
这就是我们要去做的。
He gives us two commands in verses 1 through 11 of Proverbs 8.
咁就喺个箴言入边嘅第八章一至十一节讲，就话神就叫我哋又俾我哋个两个嘅诫命俾我哋。
Joke, if you don't mind, if you go to verse 6, the first is obvious. We've already mentioned it. Hear or listen. Listen to me, says the Lord God.
所以两个诫命，第一诫命嘅就系话喺第六章讲就第六节又讲就话我哋要去听。
And the question, as I've already imposed, is why? Why should we?
所以问题就系话点解我哋要去听咧？
Why should we open to listen to wisdom?
点解我哋要开我哋嘅耳去听呢个智慧嘅言语咧
？Well, he gives us the answer there, right?
系个答案。
What I say is right. He says it right there before you.
点解咧？因为佢讲嘅说话系啱嘅。
It's because all his words are righteous.
因为佢所讲嘅说话系全部公义嘅。
That means they're completely true. They have moral excellence.
所以全部佢讲嘅嘢系一个正确嘅，系一个公义嘅。
In other words, he's not hiding any tricks or manipulating you in any way.
所以智慧入边嘅说话当中系唔会话有乜嘢诡诈，亦唔会话有咩去呃你。
But he's willing to tell us the hard things. That's why we're hesitant. He speaks into our lives. He asks us the hard things.
但系佢所讲嘅说话边咧，系好似系难去接受，系好真实嘅。
I guess you could say he doesn't flatter us. He can be blunt.
所以可能会听到话系我哋话中人会讲话，呢啲系忠言逆耳。
And that's why each person here has to decide: Do I listen? Do I hear? Wisdom personified speaking into me from His Word.
所以我哋作为人，我哋要去睇就系话，我哋有冇去打开去听，我哋去听又听到啲乜嘢咧？
You know, this in verse 6 there, since Choco has that up there already. In the New American Standard has noble in our translation here. New Living Translation is important. I have important things. Some translations say noble things.
咁入边所讲嘅咩说话咧？就话喺第六节讲就话，佢说嘅极美的话，我张嘴要律正直的话，即系一啲好靓嘅同埋正直嘅啱嘅。
And no, he's not wasting your time.
He's not wasting your time.
He's giving you something you need for life. There's nothing degrading about the gospel. In fact, God's gospel raises our standards, lifts us above the vulgar. And in our sloppy modern culture of self-indulgence,That helps us. It speaks wisdom into our lives.
所以当我哋喺呢个现今嘅自我放纵嘅社会当中，我哋听神呢个说话当中，能够去帮助我哋去成长。
But sometimes, Lady Wisdom's words come with a bite.
但系所入边有时嘅神所讲嘅说话当中，可能会好难听。
And you have to swallow hard. There's no bitter aftertaste.
但我听嘅时候可能咧觉得唔开心。但系咧，佢所之后最后嘅结果其实系好嘅。
Verse 9, please. Here's the catch. It says there. I'm reading another translation here. You can follow along in the New Living because it's simpler English. But the NASB is more of a literal translation. I'm reading from that. They are all straight to him who understands and right to those who what? Find knowledge.
他讲的第九节就是唯有聪明的以为明显得知识的得以正直。
That's to say, the word of God is open if you're open.
所以就说神的说话就说若然你是去打开你的耳去听的时候这些说话会临到你当中。
So here's our problem. Our own mentality, our own interior world is biased. Our own interior says, be guarded. Think about yourself first.
但好多时嘅就系我哋自己内心入边好多时就系话，我哋要保障我哋自己，我哋睇下要应该要想听一啲，唔想听一啲。
And so if you come to the words of wisdom with that mentality, you feel the gospel is offensive. If the gospel's, you misunderstand the gospel.
所以当我哋若然我哋自己去咁样巩固自己嘅时候，我哋咧中意去听一啲，唔中意听一啲嘅时候，当我听到福音嘅时候，我会觉得 啊，嗰啲嘢好似唔好啱我聽。
And you underappreciate the gospel good news, God's wisdom, because you're biased.
就因為我哋自己內心入邊自己已經係傾向一邊嘅，好著重管理，係著重我哋睇我哋自己嘅時候，當我聽個福音嘅時候，我覺得嗯嗰啲嘢好似唔啱我聽。
You're so underappreciated that you might push back.Blame the gospel for things.
所以咧，當我哋聽福音嘅時候咧，我哋會反而會抗拒，我哋唔中意去聽嗰啲嘢。
Blame the messenger.
或者話會話啊，邊個會講呢啲説話嘅時候咧，或者牧師去講咧，我唔中意聽佢牧師講嗰啲
説話。This is why every one of us must bring to our encounter with wisdom a certain precondition.
所以我哋當我哋聽嘅時候，我哋需要去明白。
You have to come humbly, it says, humbly, ready to listen.
所以
當
我哋聽説話神嘅説話的時候，我哋之前咧，我哋要準備我哋嘅心，準備乜嘢啊？就話我哋要去謙卑我哋嘅人去接受。
The New Testament says this, James 1:21 in the again New American Standard Version, receive with meekness, that's humility, the implanted word, which is able.To save your souls.
所以佢雅各书嘅第二十一第一章第二十一节讲到话，所以你们要脱去一切污秽和淫欲的邪恶，全温柔的心领受那栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
See, you have to come eager, ready, humbly to receive it, to hear it, to obey it.
所以话你嘅心要完全去准备，要谦卑你自己去领受收去听呢啲神嘅说话。
So that's the first command here.What's the second one that appears in verses 1 to 11?
所以咧，第一个嘅命令就话我哋要去听。咁第二嘅命令系乜嘢啦？喺呢个一至十一节入边讲。
Chuck, if you don't mind, verse 10. It's in verse 10. You can see it.
吓，第二个命令就咧就喺第十节入边讲啦。
Again, reading from the New American Standard, you can follow along in the New Living or in the Chinese version. Take my instruction instead of silver.And knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her.
咁第二诫命就系乜嘢话？你们当受我的教训，不受白银，宁得知识胜过黄金，因为智慧比珍珠更美，一切可喜爱的都不足与比较。
You see that word choose or take in my version? Choose. You have to choose. What?We're going to take hold of, right?
所以就话第二面就话我哋要去选择，我哋去拣，去揸紧一啲咩嘢咧
？You got to take hold of wisdom, not let go.
意思就话你要去揸紧你所听嘅呢个嘅智慧，唔好去放手。
But notice it says choose, right? It says take my instruction instead of silver. You have to choose. It's either or. It's either or.
所以我哋话我哋要去选择就话。究竟你是想选择这个知识还是想选择这个金银呢就是说意思里面讲就是说你要去选择揸紧这个给你的知识。
Of course, that principle is everywhere in the Bible, right? In the New Testament too. You will love wisdom or money. It's either or. It's not both.
所以我们就去明白就是说我们要去选择就是说一是你就选择金银一是你就选择这个智慧。你不可以选择两样东
西。See, we will most deeply care about what we are.What we have.
但好多时我哋会着重去睇我哋系边一个，我哋想拥有啲乜嘢。
Or to put it in New Testament terms, Matthew 6:24, we can't live with two ultimate goals.
所以好似喺个马太福音第六章廿四节以前讲嘅就话，我哋唔可以侍奉两个主。
It's either receiving wisdom, serving Christ, or not.
所以就话你一系就去接受呢个智慧去侍奉神，一系你就唔去咁做，得两个选择。
So my question to you this morning is this, why? Why choose wisdom rather than money?
所以点解我今天嘅早上嘅一个问题就话，点解你要去选择智慧，唔系选择金银呢
？Well, as you could see it up there, wisdom is infinitely more important. It's more important than your wealth. It's more important.
点解？因为智慧系比金银更加重要。
It's more important about your fame. It's more important about more than all the power in the world.
因为智慧比世界上更一切嘅所有嘅嘢，就算系能力系更加重要。
Far more important than the greatest of circumstances is what? Is the ability to grow, handle, flourish in any life circumstance.
就是智慧就能够帮助我们去成长去在一个不同的 的情况当中，我们能够去控制，我们去明白这种智慧是比远比这个金银更加重要。
You see, having great life circumstances, having fame, having fortune, having power, having happiness is nowhere near as important as having wisdom.
就算我们可能会有一个很好的名声，我们有很好的工作，我们有很好的钱，有很多很好的东西，但是远都不能够去比及智慧。
Wisdom is the ability to handle, grow, flourish in life circumstances, no matter what is thrown at you.
就话智慧就话，无论喺个乜嘢嘅处境当中，智慧能够去帮助你，能够去当中入边去控制去成长。
So how would you, how do we answer that? Why should we choose wisdom over wealth? Why?
所以点解我哋需要去选择智慧多过金钱呢？
It's because only a very, very tiny minority of people ever get their life circumstances what they want.
其实在世界当中，只有好少、好少、好少的人能够真的能够控制他们的生命。
And no one keeps those things where they want them.
没人真的好，没乜人真的能够去完全的去管辖到他的生命，想去怎样行。
That's why wisdom is infinitely more important.
所以就话智慧是更加重要。
Then all the fame, all the looks, all the good circumstances possible.
就算在无论什么处境当中，几咁好的时候，智慧是比远比呢更加重要。
You know that. You're a human being. You know that.
你是成为一个人，你是知道其实呢啲系智慧是远比更加重要。
Even if you were in that small, slender, tiny minority of people who have where their life circumstances ought to be, you're not going to be able to keep it there.
就算有些人就能够真的完全的去管辖到他的生命，即是有很多他所拥有的，能够他所拥有的东西，那些人其实都不是真的能够完全的去揸紧。
There are lots of people in the world, lot of talent, lot of intellect, lot of charisma, lot of credentials, lot of beauty, and they've gone nowhere, nowhere.
但其实你睇嘅世界当中入边，有啲人真系，佢系可能系好靓，佢哋可能好成功，佢哋可能好聪明，但系最后最终嘅佢所得到嘅系乜都冇。
In fact, you probably know people whose lives have unraveled, who are very gifted.
你可能你喺生命当中，你都认识一啲人系好有呢、这个知识嘅，或者好有一个恩典嘅恩赐嘅。
And then there are other people who have little talent.Little intellect, little credentials, little beauty, little charisma, who have done very, very, very well.
但系你认识一啲人，佢唔系真系话佢外表系咁好，或者佢话唔系话真系完全好聪明，或者唔系好有声望，但系佢最终嘅生命当中，佢嘅成功系好好。
And God says the difference is wisdom.
佢当中嘅唔同呢两种嘅人就系佢哋点样去选择呢个智慧。
Wisdom in the Bible is not the same as moral goodness.
智慧在当中不是说同这个道德是不同。
It's not identical to it.
是不是完全一样的。
It is related to moral goodness.
智慧是可能会同这个道德有些关系。
Obviously, to be unethical is stupid, right? In the long run, obviously, right?
很多很明显就是说若然你不去这样做就是很愚蠢。
Yeah, I've been to business school. They tell you that.They tell you that all the time. The business schools tell you, be ethical, because in the long run, what do they say? They say it's smart to do that.
因为呢譬如说牧师呢他以前读过这个管理学的，若然你不去聪明的时候呢就会很蠢了。
So obviously, wisdom is not being less than ethical, but it's far more than being ethical.
但是呢智慧呢是比这个道德观念更加的重要。
For example, if you want to help a poor family out of poverty,That's good. That's noble. That's right.
若然你是想帮助一些贫穷的人去走出这个贫穷的地方，是对的，是好的事。
But you can do it completely in a moral, ethically valid way and still ruin their lives.
但你可能会用一个很道德的观念去帮助他们，但其实仍然都是不能够完全的帮助到他们。
Because you're not conversant with the complexities of poverty. That takes wisdom.
因为你不能够真的完全的去明白到在贫穷的当中他们的完全的问题。那其实你需要的是用智慧去帮助他们。
That's why it's extremely important to have godly wisdom.
所以我们很重要的是需要有神给我们的智慧。
Because it's not enough to be a person of principle.
因为如果只是单靠这个道德观念的，不能够帮助到你。You have to be people of wisdom. 人是需要有一个神给我的智慧。
Or you're going to ruin your life, and you're going to ruin the lives of your people, of your families, of your friends.
而你没有这个神给你的智慧的时候，你会反而会破坏了人的生命，其他人的生命。
The people around you, you're going to ruin their lives without wisdom.
而你没有智慧的时候，你反而会破坏了人的生命。
Another reason why it's so important to get wisdom is the frequency you need to use it.
另一种嘢就话点解智慧系咁重要？因为咧，我要了解就系点，我哋要几时去用呢个智慧
？Many decisions, in order to make them well, many of them just require knowledge.
啊，好多我哋生命当中好多嘅决定，可能系只系需要一啲嘅知识。
For instance, if you had a lot of knowledge, you can choose the right car for you.
你有知识的时候，对一啲车嘅认识嘅时候，你可能够选择一啲嘅车你所喜爱嘅。If
you had some knowledge, maybe choose the right medicine for you.
若然你系有知识嘅，你可能会拣一啲应该有啱嘅药物去医治到你嘅咩病。But
as you know, as a human being, other decisions are mainly a matter of what? More than your principles, more than your commitments.
但有時你知道就話好多嘢嘅決定其實係多過你所知識嘅嘢。In
fact, the vast majority of your decisions you actually face, the rules and the facts won't help you.
所以其實喺我生命當中，你睇嘅時候，好多嘢去選擇嘅時候，唔係話你可以套用一啲乜嘢嘅條件、乜嘢嘅方法就能夠去解決到嘅問題。Who
do you marry?
譬如話你同邊個結婚？
Do you get married?
你要唔要去结婚?
Who should you date?
你应该同边个拍拖?
Do you break up?
你应该同呢个人分手呢?
What career should you go into?
你应该去做啲咩工作呢?
What school should you go to?
你去应该边间学校呢?
Should I stay here? Should I go there?
我应该系留喺度啊，定系走呢?
Should I go to this job or that job?
我咪应该去依间嘅工作，或者留喺个工作呢?
Should I move here or move there?
或者我应该需要去搬唔同嘅地方，定系留喺度呢?
Should I confront that person or should I hold back?
我咪应该系去闹呢个人咧，定系我算数咧，唔好讲。
Should I take that risk or should I play it safe?
我咪应该系呢个挑战下去帮手咧，定系我应该咧都系唔好咁样稳阵啲。
Do you realize? A wrong decision in any of those things is a disaster.
但你明唔明白啊？当喺嗰啲情况当中，若然你选择一个错误嘅决定嘅时候，可能会令到一个好大嘅问题。Yet
the rules don't cover them.
所以好多时嘅生命当中，好多嘅问题唔系话有咩方法，咩有咩嘅条件，我哋跟住行就 OK 噶啦。
Whatever you think the moral rules are, they don't cover them. Knowledge isn't enough.
所以很多時候就是說，一個道德的觀念是不能夠完全去解決到我們生命當中很多不同的問題。
You know, we live in a culture today where on the one hand you have scientific secular culture that thinks scientific expertise will give you all the answers in life.
現在在現今的社會當中，我們很多時候會覺得，現在的社會的科學知識能夠解決到生命當中很多不同的問題。
That's wrong.
这个是错的。
All those things I mentioned, secular scientific culture, scientific expertise will not answer them.
所以刚才我所讲很多的问题的时候，当中社会上的这些科学性的问题，科学这些科学的是不能够帮助到我们。
How about those who are religious and moral?
但那些譬如说宗教，有宗教背景的人呢?
Of course it's important to be moral.
很重要的，我们需要有一个道德。
But it doesn't help you in the areas of those things that I've just mentioned.
但很多时候，在我刚才所问的问题，那些东西是能够帮不到你。
Do you see what wisdom is? Wisdom is insight.
所以就明白，这个知识其实是被隐藏着一些的。
Should I go verse 14?
是我们需要去明白。
If you could slide back to verse 14, there's a Hebrew word there, binya. It's translated insight. It says, you see there in the second part of 14, insight and strength in our mind, says Lady Wisdom. That's the Hebrew binya. It's insight. It actually means knowing how things really work, knowing how things really happen.
所以当中在第十四节那里讲就是说，我们需要一个谋略，不是真的知识。在希伯来文当中，这边的边缘的意思就是说，你要去了解到那件事其实是什么。
If you go back to verse 12,
我看回第十二节,
it says, in your translation, I, wisdom, live together with good judgment. That's a better translation. If you have the NIV or the ESV, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence.
在第12節說, 我智慧以靈命為居所, 又尋得知識和謀略。
See, prudence is carefully considering a situation before rushing into it.
意思就是我們應該很小心的、很留意的去了解,不是很魯莽的去解決。
But that Hebrew word behind that means to notice little distinctions. That means wisdom is knowing how things really are. Good judgment.
所以我意思的意思是什么呢?在希伯来文所说的话,我们要了解到这样的不同的处境当中,不同的些少的什么不同,因为你明白到当中的不同,你要选择到应该有的选择。
It goes on. The sage, the wisdom teacher says, because of me, kings reign, rulers make just decrees.
所以就说了, 在第15節就說,
so wisdom is not just knowing how things really work, how things really are, it's also what I should do about them.
所以有這個知識,我們不單止明白到不同的分別,知道為何這些事情去行,我們就說我們需要用這個知識去作決定。
You see what God is doing here in Proverbs 8, he's defining wisdom for you.
在箴言裡面第八章就說,
and he's saying, I guess in a nutshell, it's wisdom is becoming competent with regard to the realities of life.
所以知识就是说在我们生命当中能够帮助我们去做一个选择。
It's knowing how things really happen.
因为我们能够明白到究竟这些事为什么会发生。
It's knowing how things really are in life.
就明白到这些事在我们生命当中是什么。And
it's knowing what to do.
而知识当我们能够明白到这些是什么,为什么会发生,我们有一个正确的选择。
Though the wise have knowledge, though the wise might have moral character, they also have a character of mind and heart.
有道德觀念的人,或者是跟著原則做的人,他們會好像他們能夠去明白,去選擇。
They process life correctly.
他們去選擇的時候,去明白,去了解。
They do the right things even when the rules don't apply.
就算我們有智慧的時候,就算這些生命當中我們不知道怎樣去解決的時候,用什麼方法解決的時候,如果你仍然有智慧的時候,那個智慧會幫助你選擇對的。
And that's God's definition of wisdom. Do you have it?
这就是神所说的智慧了,你有没有呢?
See, wisdom provides both strategies that succeed, strength to carry them out.
这个智慧就能够给到我们有方法去解决问题,还有一个勇敢去选择。
That's why those who are wise, they don't quit. They don't quit in the face of hardship and opposition.
所以有智慧的人,就算在困难当中,他们不会放弃。
Because wisdom makes us influential.
因为有选择,因为有智慧的,能够很有影响力的。
But as we said before, you need to come to hear the wisdom of God humbly.
但我所说的就是说,虽然我们知道有这个智慧,但是我们需要去真的很谦卑的去听。
Because only humble people want to change.
因为只有谦卑的人才想有这个改变。
Only the humble grow and make an impact for God in life.
因为只有谦卑的人才会谦卑自己去领受,去有改变。
So ask yourself this morning, are you just complacent or satisfied with where you are in your life of faith?
所以今天早上我们问自己,我们是否很乐,我们有没有甘心的,或者很开心的,我们的处境当中呢?
If you are, you're not being humble.
仍然你是觉得自己已经很好了,你还是很谦卑。
Your sinful pride has gotten to you.
其实我们内心里面当中的罪,这个骄傲,是影响到我们。
See, Proverbs 8 is not talking about natural wisdom, it's talking about spiritual wisdom.
表面上的智慧,而是一个属灵上的智慧。
And we're hearing that through wisdom personified in Proverbs 8.
而我们所听到的智慧就是这个以人化的,在这个箴言当中里面所说。
We're hearing here the language of love. Christ is promising us his fullness from his very heart.
神是耶稣基督去promise了给我们当中里面是有一个爱。
And you won't be disappointed if you seek him diligently with your heart.
若然你是很谦卑的心去完全地去追求他的时候，你不会得到这个灰心。
Because that's what he says in verse 17. Jacob, if you don't mind, if you go to 17, those who seek me diligently find me.
他所说的什么话？他说爱我的也，我也爱他。 很切尋求我的，必得尋得見。
That adverb diligently means with intentionality.
我們所說的尋找的時候，就是說我們是要有專登的要去尋找。
That means pursue it, going out of your way.
意思就是說不是你平時所走的路，你是特別的去選擇去尋找。
Breaking your routine.
是不是你平時所選擇的地方。
Why? Because nothing can compare with wisdom.
因為其實沒有什麼能夠去完全的比較真正的智慧去比較。
So do you, this morning ask yourself, do you seek her? Do you seek wisdom with the intensity worthy of her value?
所以今天早上我们去明白，就是我们去问自己，我们有没有真的专登的去寻找这个智慧呢？
You know, it's sad to say that Christians let the world determine what we desire.
但很多时候我们很惨的就是说，我们会看就是说，这个世界告诉我们应该怎么选择。
You see, what we desire, what we devote ourselves to is being influenced, we're influenced by that, by the world.
我们所选择的时候，很多时会被这个世界去影响。
And that's why we'd rather have tangible things rather than God's wisdom.
所以很多时候我们容易去选择一些实际上的东西去容易选择。
We'd rather choose what will satisfy me now rather than wisdom from the Lord.
我们很多时候会选择一些物质上的东西，而不是去选择属灵上的智慧。
And that's why we crave comfort, we crave pleasure, we crave security, control, power, wealth. We crave all that stuff rather than integrity, character, wisdom, and judgments.
所以我们有很多时间，我们会去追求想有一个安乐，我们的快乐，我们的安全，我们有一个智慧，有一个能力，但是不是去追求应该有的，我们应该有的智慧，我们应该有的位格。
Wisdom is saying here that the people that God blesses join him in fearing the Lord.
所以我们要用这个真正的智慧的时候，我们会一起会喜乐去领受。
That means you have to put off your pride. You have to put off your self-importance and your sneakiness.
所以我们现在要将我们内心里面的骄傲，我们内心里面的诡诈，我们要拿开。
And if, especially if you're a gifted type of person, that's hard to do.
但如果我们自己本身的人可能会是很厉害的，你会很难去做到。
But if you do it and gain wisdom, wisdom has the patent on counsel, resourcefulness, insight, heroic strength.
但其实若然你这样做的时候，这个智慧能够帮助你更加多。
And so the book of Proverbs summons everyone to get this wisdom.
所以箴言里面当中就是说，要呼吁就是每一个人应该要去寻找这个真正的智慧。
Not only for your benefit, but for the benefit of others. As you gain wisdom, you speak wisdom.
所以就说，无论你，所以我们每人应该需要去寻找这个智慧，所以其他人都得到益处。
You know, this knowledge or this wisdom that God is talking about is valuable to have. It's, in fact, it's a life and death issue.
其实里面当中所讲的，我们要去选择这个智慧，其实是我们在我们生命当中是，即是生与死当中是很重要的关键。For
instance, the prophet Hosea, Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge," referring to wisdom there, "because you've rejected knowledge, wisdom. I reject you from being a priest to me."
在何西亚书第四章第六节讲就话：我的民因无知识而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我必弃掉你，使你不再给我作祭司。你既忘掉你神的律法，我也必忘记你的儿女。
Hosea is saying it's dangerous to stumble along in the dark without wisdom.
何西阿書面所講就話，若然我哋唔去尋找呢個知識嘅時候，我哋生命會有一個問題。
Because you might wake up one morning, find yourself rejected by God.
因為就話，若你如果你唔去選擇呢個智慧嘅時候，選擇跟隨神嘅時候，你可能你起身嘅時候，你會離棄咗神。
Slide six, I put it in Chinese there, Hosea 4:6. Maybe I'll just pause for a moment if you want to read that there.
I read it already.
Oh, right. Thank you. Then slide seven, please. Jesus says this, woe to the lawyers, woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering.
而在《路加福音》第十一章第五十二节都讲到就说，你们律法师有祸了，因为你们把知识的锁匙夺去了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也阻挡他们。
You see, those two samples, one in the Old Testament, one in the New, is telling you that this matter of wisdom is a life or death issue.
所以就话呢个喺新约入边同埋旧约当中有两个唔同嘅例子。例子就话，若然你需要知道呢个知识系好紧要，因为咧会影响到人嘅生与死。
Our lives depend in great measure on what we know.
我哋嘅生命当中，我哋好着重住我哋所拥有嘅知识。
Especially what we know about God.
这个知识是什么？就是说我们是不是认识神。
And throughout the Bible, the Bible constantly reminds us, the authors of the Bible constantly remind us of that.
圣经里面很多时不同的地方都去提醒我们，我们需要去认识神，我们需要去认识神。
Let me just give you a couple more. Slide 8, please. Paul prays this for the Philippian Christians. It's in Philippians 1, 9 to 11a. It says this, and it is my prayer,that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness.
所以哥罗西书入边咧都有讲过，就系一章第九同第十节讲就话，我哋需要咧不住嘅去祈祷，因为咧呢个知识咧会俾到我哋，去帮助到我哋。
And in also he says in Colossians 1:9-10.There it is. Paul prays for the Colossians, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge or wisdom of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work.
因为哥罗西书就说，因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他的喜悦，在一切善上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
You see what Paul's saying? Our love must be accompanied by lots of knowledge and wisdom.
所以说我们生命当中是充满着很多的有爱和智慧。
Or put it this way, you can't just have a zeal for God. You have to know God in order to please God.
所以我哋话，我哋需要去认识，我哋需要去知道有神，知道神系边一位，先至去认识到神。
You have to know how his mind works, right?
你要知道你点样去思想。
What he values, what he hates.
你要知道佢所喜爱嘅，佢所唔喜爱嘅。
And why that's so?
点解咧？
You see, in order to please the Lord, you have to know His will.
因为我哋需要去认识去讨好神嘅时候，我哋需要去认识到神嘅旨意。
You have to get acquainted with His way of thinking.
我哋需要知道佢嘅点嘅思想。
So knowledge is valuable because you can't do God's will without it.
所以我哋需要呢个智慧，因为点解啊？因为我哋唔能够。了解神的时候，我们不能够去跟随到神的旨意。
You see, if you want to make up all the rules yourself for living,
所以话，若然你想去去做出不同的规矩，要去帮助到我自己的生命
，and not submit to God's pattern of life,
但是不去跟随神的生命。
According to Proverbs, you're being a fool.
根据箴言里边讲咧，就系话，若然你去做不同的事，你用你自己的方法，这些这样的人呢是愚拙的。
If you say, I want to determine what's right or wrong for me, I can understand everything. I can understand the whole patterns of life on my own.
原来你自己去说, 我能够去明白我生命所有的一切,
I can see the whole fabric of the world. If you are living that way and say that to yourself, you're a fool.
若然你是这样的人的时候,
and there are all kinds of different fools in the world. You can be a liberal fool, you can be a conservative fool.
你可能会是有不同,
you can be a relativistic fool or a moralistic fool.
所以无论你说你是能够去跟随一些什么道德的观念的，你能够去了解一个世界的，或者你觉得我能够跟随一些实际上有什么方法去帮助你生命的人的时候，你就算你这样想的，你还是个回主的人。
In fact, there's some foolishness in all of us.
其实在我内心里面，我是自己一些的回主。
We all are one or the other by ideology or temperament.
很多时候我们有心中有不同的偶像。
Let me explain that a little bit more for you so that you don't misunderstand. If you want a perfect example, for instance, of a conservative fool, look at the book of Job. If you're familiar with that book of Job, you remember Job's friends? In that scene, Job is suffering. Everything has gone wrong in his life. The things that have happened are catastrophic to him. His children have died. He's lost all his wealth. And Job's friends come to visit suffering Job. And they come as they are, who they are, right? They know all about Job 10 through 15. And what that is talking about, right? Righteousness, right? And they all know that sinners suffer.
So
Job's friends conclude that Job must have sinned, that's why he's suffering.
他的朋友就知道犯罪的人会受苦。 约伯受苦,
and they say, if you live morally, your life will go well.
所以就说了,他的朋友就跟约伯说,若然你能够去过着应该道德的观念,道德的生命的时候,你就不会有受苦了。
And they look at Job, and they say, your life isn't going well, so Job, you must be sinning.
所以呢,约伯就见到, 他朋友见到约伯这样,所以你这么受苦,你的生命这么惨,你一定是一个罪人。You
must be doing something wrong.
你生命一定做了一些很不对的事。See,
they're miserable comforters, they're harsh, they're not helpful.
这帮人不能够很正确地去安抚到约伯。They're
rigid, they're being moralistic.
这帮人是只有着着一个道德的观念。They
don't see the whole pattern of life.
他们看不到人的生命应该是怎样去。They
know there's a pattern.
他们知道是有一些问题。
But they think they know it all. They see it all.
但他的朋友就觉得,他们就觉得以为他们能够明白世界应该为什么是这样。
They think they can understand it all.
他们觉得他们能够明白这个世界。
Because they know how life customarily works.
因为他们明白,人应该怎么去有的,好的人就有好的东西,不好的人就有不好的东西。
But they lack wisdom because they don't see the exceptions of the ways of life.
但他们这帮人就是没有一个智慧,就没有一个智慧的灵格,明白就是说,就算在困难当中能够得到,是有益处。
Again, don't misunderstand this. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying there are exceptions to moral absolutes.
是的,就是这样了。
See, adultery, murder are always wrong, right?
我们明白就是说,譬如说你杀人,有放火,或者有奸淫,是错的,这个是正确的。
But do you see why Job's friends are foolish?
但你明白为什么约伯的朋友其实是愚拙呢?
Do you see their fallacy, their faulty principle?
他们呢,其实他们都是好像这个假法老,即是他们其实不能够明白真正的意思。
Right? Their faulty principle is if you are faithful, You don't commit adultery, you don't lie, you don't murder, life will go well.
他們所他們不能明白就是說他覺得以為應該是這樣的若然你是遵守這個法律的你若然你是有道德、有觀念的你的生命應該是好的
But according to the Bible, that isn't always so.
但根據聖經來說你知道其實不是經常都是這樣的
And of course, the obvious example is Jesus. Jesus lived a perfect moral, righteous life.
但是作个例子就是说你看看耶稣基督他是完全无罪的他是过着一个完全无罪的生命
But if you compare the quality of Jesus' life, how miserable it was. How miserable it was.
但你比较一下耶稣基督他的生命在世的生命就是说他完全过着一个无罪的生命但他的生命当中充满了很多的痛苦
And that's not even mentioning his death.
更加是最后的他钉十字架
He dies a criminal's death and he's not a criminal, he's innocent.
他钉在十字架上的死就是说是一个有犯罪的人的死
And so the book of Proverbs is saying don't be a religious conservative fool. Who thinks if I live a good life, my life will go well?
所以咧，亦真言就話俾我哋知，就係佢明我叫我哋明白，就係話，若然我哋過住一個嘅好啱嘅生命，我哋冇做錯啲乜嘢嘅，就應該有好嘅生命。我哋唔應該有咁嘅明白。
But the Book of Proverbs also says, don't be a religiously liberal fool either.
但我哋都要去更深嘅了解。
A liberal fool would say, I can decide my own reality.
我更加深要去了解就是说，我们明白，我们不能够是真完全去了解我们生命当中应该怎么行。
I can decide what's right and wrong for myself. I know what's best for myself, my family.
我们要去明白就是说，我们不能够完全的去掌握到我们的生命应该怎么行。
I don't believe that there's some divine order you have to submit to.
或者你会觉得那些人就会觉得我不需要去降服在哪些人的生命当中因为我能够掌管我的生命
You see, we're all fools in some way. We lack wisdom.
所以人就很多时都会在这两种的处境以为觉得我们能够去掌管一些东西或者我们觉得我们没有做出什么应该有好的生命
So you can be at either end of the spectrum. You can be a moralist or a relativist and still be foolish.
所以呢，我哋咁嘅思想嘅时候，以为我哋觉得能够掌握嘅，或者我哋觉得我哋冇做咗啲乜嘢嘅，而你咁嘅思想嘅时候，其实你都系愚拙。
In fact, I would even say today, we live in a pluralistic society that pushes us into more foolishness.
所以我觉得就话喺现今而家嘅社会当中，其实系更加去推动到、推使到我哋更加愚拙。
And that's not even talk about our temperament or our habits of mind.
更加冇讲就话我其实我哋入边当中，我哋其实有呢个嘅，其实我哋内心入边嘅挣扎。
That's why you need God's wisdom. And in order to digest it, you got to take the whole picture. You can't just take one proverb here, one proverb there.
所以我们需要去明白一圣经，我们不可以只是拣一啲圣经面一边嘅箴言，呢度所讲嘅嘢，拣一边嘅箴言去相信咁样。
You have to look at all of them together.
我哋一定要完全嘅睇嘅圣经。
And then you have to connect them. And discuss them with other Christians.
所以我哋一齐嘅要去睇呢个圣经，去了解成本嘅圣经，去同大家一齐去分享。
And you can do that under the guidance of wise teachers, parents, spiritual brothers and sisters.
而当我睇嘅时候，我哋需要系譬如话有一啲属灵上嘅弟兄姊妹，或者我哋有个牧师去帮助我哋去了解。
And as you process them, you become wise.
所以当我哋去了解嘅时候，我哋能够得着呢个知识。
But see, our problem is we don't do that well.
但很多时候我们不能够好好地做到。
We believe especially in knowledge because of the scientific side of us.
因为我们很多时候用科学性的去了解一些东西。
Or we believe in the moral training because of the traditional side of us.
或者我们会是很传统性的觉得应该做对的东西就有好的东西。
But think about this. How many of us can say we really had wise parents? As we grew up.
但我哋其实我哋去谂嘅时候，我哋有边一个可以讲就话啊，我嘅父母系其实真系好聪明，去帮助到我嘅生命应该点样行。
I'm not saying they didn't do their best.
我唔系话呢啲父母冇做好好。
They probably did what they knew, right?
佢哋因为佢哋所认识嘅，佢所做嘅，佢所认识嘅，佢点样去教导佢哋下一代。
But were they wise?
但佢哋系咪真系有呢个属灵上嘅知识咧
？A lot of people in life have had no good mentors for living.
我哋人嘅生命好多人咧。 会有一个有可能有好好嘅人去帮助我哋嘅成长。
And so how can you gain wisdom then without people helping you process life?
所以咧，我哋生命当中，我哋点样能够得到一个真正嘅知识咧？
And the Bible says you're foolish if you think you can do that on your own.
圣经讲就话，若然你能够，若然你觉得能够自己去做到得到呢个属灵性嘅知识嘅，其实你系愚蠢。
Yes, Proverbs is a poem. It's a piece of poetry.
这个箴言里面听落去，其实好似睇落系一个嘅诗篇。
But what is the most basic point of this poem?
其实喺呢个箴言里面第八章入边，佢所最重要所讲系乜嘢咧？
If you boil it down to bottom line, what's the bottom line? Wisdom is personified.
就话呢个箴言所讲嘅一个知识，其实系以人化去代表一啲嘅嘢。
That means it's not an abstract quality; it's a person.
吓，而所讲嘅知识，佢用以人化，其实系代表咗呢个知识，唔系只系头脑上所讲嘅知识，系代表咗一个人。
That means wisdom is not so much a matter of mastering the rules.
吓，所以话知识唔系话只系能够我哋能够去好似好叻嘅去做好一啲嘅嘢。
You need to come up. You need to want wisdom personified come into your life.
我需要呢个知识去能够临到你嘅生命当中。
What if the wisdom of God really was a person that you could know and love?
吓，呢个知识其实佢真系好似一个人咁样，能够你所认识，你所去见到。
If you got to know this person and related to them daily, that person would make you wise, right?
吓，嗰个知识其实真系代表咗一个人系你能够所认识嘅。 是能够帮助你更加去聪明。
And then those of us who never had parents, mentors, guides, counselors who should have had, but didn't, we wouldn't be lost, we wouldn't be foolish, because we had the ultimate counselor, right? Jesus himself.
因为就算一个人仍然佢生命当中冇一个好聪明嘅父母，或者冇一个好好嘅人去能够帮助佢教导佢生命应该点样行嘅时候，但系若然佢能够去明白到呢个知识其实代表咗耶稣基督嘅时候，佢都系能够其实认识去帮助佢生命有成长。
That's why one of Jesus' names is the wonderful counselor.
所以耶稣佢嘅另一个名就系话佢一个好聪明嘅智慧嘅一个导师。
Because Jesus is saying, I am the wisdom of God.
因为耶稣就话佢其实就系神嘅知识。
I am wisdom personified.
耶稣基督就系呢个知识嘅人。
If you know me as your Savior and Lord, I will make you wise.
耶稣话你认识我嘅时候，你跟随我嘅，我都能够帮助你去有呢个知识。
That's what Proverbs is pointing to.
呢个就系箴言所指住嘅，佢所讲嘅。Because
wisdom ultimately is not a body of knowledge to master.
吓，呢个知识所讲嘅唔系话一啲嘅，只系一个虚构嘅一个知识，而佢所讲嘅呢个智慧，系其实代表咗耶稣基督。It's
not a bunch of principles to memorize.
唔系话一啲知识，唔系话只系一啲嘅嘢，一啲规条，我哋要去记住佢。It's
knowing and trusting in what Jesus, the wisdom of God, has done for you.
呢个知识嘅意思就系话，其实系就系明白耶稣基督去跟随佢。
That's why you got to walk with him. You got to daily walk with him.
所以你每天每日嘅要同佢一齐同行。
You got to live and learn with him.
所以你要一齐要同佢同行，要同佢一齐有一个学习。
Because he's the reality that you need for life.
耶稣基督系一个真正嘅呢个现实，我哋需要嘅去跟随。
And that's why we proclaim Christ. We proclaim him constantly to you.
所以我哋不断嘅去宣告耶稣基督嘅福音，去俾唔同嘅人。
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
因为耶稣基督先系真正嘅生命真理道路。
Thank you, Father, for your wisdom.
亲爱的主，我哋系感谢你，系你系先系真正嘅呢个嘅智慧。
I pray, Father, that you would touch lives today and help us to hear. Help us to understand and to humbly come before you.
主，让我哋去谦卑嘅嚟到你嘅面前，去真正嘅认识你。
Help us to be willing to renew our minds with Your wisdom, your truths.
让我们去更新我们 的头脑，让我们能够去明晰你给我们的智慧。
Lord, it doesn't happen by osmosis.
我们知道不是说很科学性的去慢慢的去这个智慧能够渗透。
We have to get in the way of your grace.
我们需要能够得到你给我们的这个恩典。
We have to be engaged with your word and your spirit.
我们需要去你的这个圣灵和你的话语临到我们当中。
And so,I pray, Lord, that everyone here would realize that it's not a waste of your time to read the Bible.
所以我让大家嘅要去明白就话，唔系去嘥时间去睇圣经。
But you can't just read it. You got to meet the person behind the Bible.
因为我哋唔系只系单系需要去睇圣经，而系去明白就话，我需要圣经入边所讲嘅神。
And that's wisdom personified, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为就系呢个知识就系表明咗，其实系耶稣基督佢自己。
So may you, O Lord, move mightily today.
所以今天早上，我希望大家能够同我一齐同行。
And bring people closer to yourself.
去将侧边你身边嘅人。
I pray, Lord, that if anyone needs further explanation of how to receive this wisdom, that they'd come see me or see some Christian that can direct.Them to you.
所以你能够去想去追求这个智慧，追求耶稣基督的时候，你可以去找我或者教会的弟兄姊妹。
And for those who are Christians already, I pray, Lord, that they would not continue in their foolishness.
仍然我都为到是我教会，就算弟兄姊妹的，我希望大家都不要去追求这个愚昧。
But come and come near the person of wisdom.
我哋希望我哋唔好去追求愚昧，而系追求呢个嘅知识，呢个耶稣基督。
The Lord God, the Lord Jesus Himself，
系就系耶稣基督佢自己。
We ask that in Jesus' name, Amen。
咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。